And now, a special segment with Aaron the Intern.
The guy I was yelling at back there? He was an undercover cop, and he was looking for you.
What? Why would he be looking for me?
You tell me, bro. Why is he looking for you?
Slow down for a second. How did you know he was looking for me? Did he tell you?
No. He had a picture of you.
Why would an undercover cop have a picture of me? Never mind. Just start at the beginning.
Alright, so first we pulled in, and then you jumped out to go to the bathroom. And just as you were leaving, I saw this squirrel. But dude, it wasn't just a normal squirrel. It had stripes going horizontally all the way up its back. And I swear, he was planning on jumping me. He just sat there, staring at me, right in the eye, until finally, I decided to offer him some trail mix.
Does this have anything to do with me being wanted by the police?
No.
Okay, can we get back to this story later then?
Oh, definitely, dude. It's a good story.
So, about the cop.
Right. So after you got in the bathroom, this guy pulls in. I should have been able to tell that he was an undercover cop from the second I saw his car. Nobody normal has that kind of ride.
Wow.
I mean, at first I thought maybe he was after me because of, I mean, whatever, never mind. Anyway, I was looking at his car and trying to figure out where I had seen him. He clearly didn't want me to talk to him, but I didn't realize till he pulled back his suit jacket to show me his gun. That's when I realized he was a cop. But then I saw on his seat that he had a wanted poster or profile or something with a picture of you on it. That's why I wouldn't let you out of the bathroom. I couldn't just throw you under the bus like that.
But that doesn't make any sense.
It's a figure of speech, dude. Obviously, I wouldn't literally...
No, I mean, why would the police be after me?
Don't know, bro. Maybe it was because...
Unless... Kurt, have you ever seen an undercover cop before?
No, now that I think about it.
Then maybe it wasn't a cop at all.
Well, then why would there be a guy driving around with a gun and a picture of you?
Kurt, I think it's time I told you something I should have told you a while ago. We need to talk.
Aren't we talking right now?
Yeah, but we're gonna need to pull over for this one. I think there's a diner right off this road.
No, man. I know of a great Indonesian place around here.
Indonesian?
You've never had Indonesian fast food? Bro, you've got to try this stuff. Just imagine, deep-fried goat ribs marinated in papaya juice. Well, are you imagining?
Sure.
Now think of something even better than that. That's Indonesian fast food.
It sounds great.
Well, then let's slam this blockbuster.